May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A few years ago, a friend showed me a wonderful video made by the children of St. Paul's Church in Auckland, New Zealand. Its opening invites us to wonder what we might see if we could pull back the curtain of time to that very first Christmas. As the story begins, God, played by a child, is looking over heaven's balcony one day, shaking his head at everything people were doing on earth. "I think it's time," he says, "time for us to step in." Another child in angel wings and an armor breastplate suggests that an army should be sent in, to which the Lord replies, "No, I think we should send just one person." "One person?" they all exclaim in horror. Then one little nymph of a child answers, and you have to go with me on this because they're adorable little New Zealand kids. So he says it in this precious New Zealand accent, and he says, "Brilliant! They won't be expecting that." The angels bicker about who this one person will be until the Lord replies that the one person will be going as a newborn baby, born of a young woman. "A newborn baby? Born of a woman?" they cry. "Brilliant. They won't be expecting that," the littlest one exclaims. Our gospel lesson today harkens us back to that first Christmas. Young Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But while awaiting their marriage, Mary turned up pregnant, and even more bizarrely, found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. We have told this story so many times that we can hardly recognize the turmoil that surely existed. Indeed, the believers of the time were not expecting this storyline. "Brilliant. They won't be expecting that." To better appreciate the turmoil of the Holy Family to be, it's helpful to understand the notion of engagement during the first century. To be engaged or espoused, as the King James Version says, was a contractual agreement. That is, the engagement or betrothal represented the legal contract and pledge to marry. The wedding itself was but a feast when friends and family members would come together to celebrate the joining of the two households. Any unfaithfulness or infidelity during the time of betrothal was equivalent to adultery. For all intents and purposes, Mary and Joseph were married but had yet to move in with each other. So it was quite the scandal to discover Mary pregnant. You see, Joseph was a righteous man. He followed the law, St. Matthew wants us to know. This pregnancy was not in the plans. Have you ever been going down a path in life only to discover the road suddenly changes course abruptly? You can imagine how Joseph might have felt. Matthew's depiction of Mary and Joseph is far from the picture-perfect scene of the Holy Family that we all imagine around this time of year. The situation was far from proper or conventional. The agreed-upon rules of what it meant to be righteous and upstanding in society were beginning to crack. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in, says the late, great Leonard Cohen. Mary's pregnancy, you see, presented a crack in Joseph and Mary's betrothal. It violated all the proper social norms and customs of the time. It was scandalous. And so, I can't really blame Joseph for wanting to dismiss the whole situation quietly. It's much easier to sweep something under the rug than to allow the light to shine on it. How often am I or we, like Joseph, not wanting to show the cracks that penetrate our self-perceived righteousness, or the veneers of perfection we'd like others to see in us? When Joseph learned of Mary's pregnancy, I can almost hear him saying, "Don't show the cracks. Quick, get the glue. I'll dismiss her quietly to save her honor. Just don't let the neighbors see." But then the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Brilliant. They won't be expecting that. Sometimes the faithful way to do and the faithful way to be run at odds with societal convention. This was certainly true for Joseph. Just as Joseph was about to do the socially acceptable thing and dismiss or divorce Mary, the plans changed, and there was a new, unexpected direction. God intervened and invited Joseph to respond in another way. God invited Joseph to trust him, to trust his plan for his people, and trust that being part of this plan would bring about the unexpected for all the world. And so Joseph defied convention. Rather than try desperately to glue the crack back together, Joseph stepped into the light of the crack. He followed God's commandment with faithfulness. Joseph took Mary as his wife, named the child Jesus, and adopted him as his own. And with Joseph's yes, the direction of his life would never be the same, and the course of humanity changed forever. It is a scandalous incarnation. And we do ourselves a disservice when we forget this. We are prone to make the story sweet and beautiful, but the road to the manger is scandalous. And it's just the beginning of a message of hope and love that continually defies convention. After all, look who had been announcing the Messiah's coming throughout this season of Advent. It's John the Baptist, perhaps the most unconventional of them all. It is so easy for us to get focused on what is right and proper. But the birth of Emmanuel would not have happened if everyone followed the rules of convention and said what was right and proper. And this scandalous incarnation is just the beginning. The message of Jesus' life regularly upset societal customs and conventional thought. Joseph's yes was an ordinary man's willingness to enter into God's plan, as scandalous and unexpected as it might be. What will we miss if we get stuck in convention and fail to hear God's voice in our dreams and in our lives? It's so easy to do, so easy to say, we've always done it like this, or that's the way I'm expected to act, who I'm expected to be. God calls us to the manger in big steps, and more likely in small steps. Like Mary and Joseph on that first Christmas centuries ago, we know not where the journey will lead. This gospel message today calls us to rise and follow God's call. Amidst the Christmas tree that leans a little crookedly, and the lives not as perfect as we want, God does something new. What might we hear in our dreams when we lay aside our need for control and perfection, rightness and proper belief? What sign of God's work might we be able to see if we are willing to look outside the walls of convention? The beauty of this message today, indeed the beauty of this scandalous incarnation, is that God comes through ordinary, mixed up people in order to save us, the ordinary, mixed up people. So what scandals is God inviting you into in this season of Advent? How will you live into the Christmas scandal? The promise is found amidst the hay of the manger. Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us, even now. And our response to God's presence so often is brilliant. I wasn't expecting that. Amen.